Paul Dwayne, our cross-dressing Mormon anarchist of Salt Lake. You should see a picture of him. He looks unbelievable in black fishnets. Check him out at pauldwayne.net.
His legs are hot.
Talking about Halloween.
Good morning. It's Paul Dwayne, the cross-dressing Mormon anarchist. Time for some cross-dresser Q&A. David from Provo writes, I'm a straight, white, married Mormon guy. I'm well respected at home, at work, and at church. Even though I'm straight, I've always wanted to express my feminine side, but I'm afraid of what people will think, being a straight guy and all. Any advice? For closeted crossdressers like you, David, there's one time of year that you can dress up in all the girly things and maintain your manly dignity with some plausible deniability. Halloween, baby. The possibilities are endless. You could be a slutty librarian, a slutty Lara Croft Tomb Raider, or a slutty flight attendant. Though, stay away from the slutty airline captain. That'd be super gay. You make life hard for normal, full-time cross-dressers like me when you buy up all the nylons and heels in large sizes that really only fit men. Take it easy, bro. When you go shopping, don't buy all the size 13 heels, though. You'll look like a Miami resident stocking up on a month's worth of food to prepare for the landfall of Hurricane RuPaul. Try shopping online. Aside from her birthday and Valentine's Day, this is the one time of year your wife can catch you on fredericksofhollywood.com. Hey, baby, it's for Halloween. I'm going to the church Halloween party as a slutty nun. The year is long, though, fellas. And should you find yourself shopping for a new skirt in the middle of summer, craft your alibi from the words of Gandhi. It's for my wife. Until next time, I'm Paul Dwayne, the cross-dressing Mormon anarchist.
Thank you, Paul Dwayne.